genre.
It may be time, dear.
Time for what? What's going on?
Elliot, listen to me. Everything is going to make sense now, okay? I promise.
Okay.
Do you trust me?
Yes. Always.
Okay, take my hand. Thank you. I'll see you soon.
Ah! Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god! What just happened? Where am I? Is that the outside of my apartment building?
We're down with the world for that once we get to England. I gotta go.
Fine. Good luck today. Love you.
Love you too.
Shit! God damn, she was thirsty! What the hell are you feeding her?
I don't know. Normal stuff?
Well, I'll have what she's having. You know, like, in When Harry Met Sally.
Oh no, I totally understood your 30-year-old movie reference.
There's something very familiar about all this. Gretchen!
I knew you couldn't stay away for too long. Wait, why are you wearing different clothes? Oh my god, Elliot! You're bleeding!
Hmm? Oh yeah, right. I was shot. Weirdly, that isn't the biggest thing that's happened to me today.
When did you get shot?
About 9 months from now.
Babe, you're not making any sense.
Look, Gretchen, I'm about to unload some pretty heavy shit on you here in about 5 seconds, but bear with me, it'll all make sense. Probably. Actually, I'm not promising that. It's pretty weird.
Huh?
Whew, okay. You sent me here, 9 months from now. I'm from the future. Last night, your last night, there was that big explosion at Swift Industries. That's why all this is happening. Also, did you happen to buy any energy drinks from some sorority sisters yesterday?
Did you and Gwen take bath salts while you were outside?
Everyone who drank the catalyst got superpowers in the explosion, including me. I have these pheromones that make people crazy, or they did, but now I can control them enough that they just basically crush on me really hard. That's why you were coming on to me so hard a few minutes ago.
I was not!
Oh no, wait. My powers worked on you, so that means you don't have powers. Not yet, anyway.
Elliot, babe, you're freaking me out. Go lie down while I call someone who can help.
Sorry, Gretch. There's only one woman in the world who can help us now. And with my luck, she's probably day drunk.
Dueling Genre Productions presents Geek by Night, A Matter of Time, written by Scott Corelli and Nick Jimenez.
Early in the day, don't you think, Miss Swift?
Sorry, missed breakfast today. I was a wee bit occupied coming up with a way of keeping a lid on the single biggest catastrophe of my career.
We can fight this. It's not a crisis until I say it is, and I say it's not a crisis.
My God. If any of the details leaked to the public...
No one would even know what to leak. Everyone is as stumped as you are, but... Just to be safe, I've requested a general gag order to preemptively plug up any leaks.
Miss Swift, two people are here to see you.
I requested all my meetings canceled, Jonathan.
I know, but they're being very... stubborn. They keep talking about the accident and something called origin particles.
What was that about plugging the leaks, Inez?
I'll go find out who talked.
Lorelei!
Let's get this over with, then. Suck me dry before the feeding frenzy starts, you ruddy vultures.
What is she talking about?
Actually, I don't really know, but that's pretty normal.
What were you? Interns? Lab assistants? How much is it going to cost to keep this from getting out?
Lorelei, you haven't met me yet, but you will, and... Where's Victor? No, Victor would probably still be recovering from the accident, right?
Who are you? And what do you know about Victor?
Okay. I'm from the future, where you and I know each other very well. The particle explosion that happened last night gave me and a group of my friends special abilities. You convinced us to train with you so we can become superheroes. 9 months from now, something happens and Gretchen sends me back in time. Future Gretchen, not this Gretchen. This is Gretchen, by the way. She doesn't have any powers. Yet.
He's not on basalts. Or so he's led me to believe.
I knew it.
I'm sorry?
In my line of work, the dream is to do something so substantial that a time traveler would need to find you to fix something in the future. My colleagues all thought that I would get shut in the loony bin for that sort of thinking, but who's laughing now, you knobheads? I always knew this was just a matter of time, though I suppose with time travel it's all just a matter of time. Right then, where do we start?
There she is, Underdog Comics, pride of the rebellion.
I can't believe Past You sank all of our money into this place.
How am I supposed to convince you lot to come with me? I'm gonna sound like I'm off my gob.
Look, just do what you did last time. Be honest about the accident. Tell us you want to train us. Be charming. Make us like you.
Did that work?
Well, I'm here, aren't I?
Right then, let's see what happens.
Oh, wait, just a second.
Why?
And welcome to Underdog Comics. What can I do for you?
Hi. So, listen, I love
wait for it.
And I was just wondering if
get
I...
out.
What?
Get out.
Now go.
Welcome to Underdog Comics. Can we help you find...
Hey, so how are you, by the way?
What do you mean?
You've just been going through a lot of heavy stuff lately. Is your brain, like, all scrambled?
Well, I want to get back to my time, but I know I have to wait for it to come around again. Now I'm seeing all these old events from a different perspective, and... yeah, it's pretty weird. Really great seeing you again, though.
But what about Elliot? My Elliot, I mean. I kind of just left without any warning. He must be freaking out. I hate that I'm hurting him like this.
Gretch, we've both seen enough of these movies to know that we can't mess with the timeline, even the parts of it that really suck. Everything has to stay the way it was the first time.
But it only happened that way because of what's happening right now.
Please don't make me think fourth dimensionally.
What does my family think happened to me? And my job, they probably got a permanent sub. The kids must be so worried. Elliot, this can't be the only way.
I don't want to be responsible for creating a paradox in the space-time continuum, do you?
I hate feeling like this.
Like what?
Like I'm buffering. You keep saying that I brought you here, but I can't do that. I don't have powers like you and your friends. This has nothing to do with me.
This has everything to do with you. Gretch, buying the store, the weird adventures, it was all just me trying to figure out life without you. I'm doing all this so our future is way, way less weird than the past has been.
I didn't ask for this.
Neither did I.
They told me they'd think about it. How long does that last?
About 18 hours.
Can we just take a minute and reflect on how weird it is to be on the phone when we're in the same building?
It's a really big building. Besides, technically, I'm supposed to be training. Now that I'm kind of stuck here, I can finally focus on controlling my powers better.
Awesome.
What have you been up to?
Finally started watching Friday Night Lights. I guess that's the one benefit to all this. Lots of free time to binge all the shows I've always wanted to see, but never had the time. Maybe I'll finally watch The Wire.
Do you like the new place all right?
It's bigger than our old apartment. Still doesn't feel like home. Can we do something tonight? Maybe sneak out, see a movie or something?
I don't know if it's a good idea for us to be running around yet. Maybe we can go explore the building together tonight. This place is like two Mall of America stacked atop of one another.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, I actually better get going. See you tonight.
Okay. I'll just continue my third time walking around the entire building, because I feel like crawling out of my own skin. Where the hell even am I? Shit!
Hey, I'm gonna be a little late to the meeting. I had to run back to the lab to grab my phone. Yeah, I was running some more tests earlier. Huh. Well, I invited her, but Lorelai can get distracted pretty easily, so who knows?
Oh, Mr. Conrad. I was about to grab lunch.
Lorelai wanted me to meet her here so she can run a few tests.
Is she on her way?
She was right behind me. Probably got distracted. You know how she is.
Oh yes, indeed, I do.
Mr. Conrad?
I'm really sorry. I'll make sure Lorelai knows this wasn't your fault.
What are you doing? Mr. Conrad, please unlock this door. Mr. Conrad!
The world needs a hero, Dr. Park. And if no one else is stepping up, I guess it's up to me.
Holy crap, holy crap, holy crap.
Hey, Gretch, I really gotta focus right now.
Elliot, shut up and listen. I think I'm in trouble.
Whoa, wait, what's going on? Tell me exactly where you are.
I'm in the East Wing lab. That Victor guy is here. He's futzing with the machines.
Stay right there and wait for him to leave.
He just locked himself in. I don't think he's going anywhere.
Oh my god. Gretchen, are you in the Project Origin lab?
I forgot what that means.
Holy crap. Gretchen, this is it. This is how you got your powers. You were there when Victor blew up.
He's gonna blow up?
Gretchen, just stay on the line with me. Everything will be totally fine.
Okay. Sensors are all locked up. System check and go. Catalyst time. Oh, that is a lot stronger than I remember.
Victor! Victor, it's me. I'm right outside. Listen to me. I need you to stall whatever it is you think you're doing and come out of there right now.
Can't do that.
Are you sure there's nothing we can do?
No, this is how it happened the first time. We can't change that.
Does Lorelei know?
I couldn't tell her. I was worried she'd try and stop it.
Elliot.
I know, keeping secrets from Lorelei Swift, not the best move.
Because I wasn't good enough.
Please, Victor, don't do this.
See you on the other side, Lore.
Victor!
It's really loud, Elliot!
Hold on, Gretchen, it's almost over.
Lorelei, your particles... they're beautiful. They look like...
Geek by Night will be right back.
Dueling Genre Productions presents Immunities, an audio drama.
What a beautiful night.
Yes, it is.
Did you see that?
See what?
A light. It's gone now.
Are you okay?
I'm feeling a little drowsy. I better sit down.
Here, let me help you.
About 5 months ago, there was something in the night sky. Something happened to the people who saw it. And if someone looked them in the eyes, it would happen to them too.
How are you feeling?
I am feeling much better. I thank you for asking. And you yourself, how are you feeling?
Oh, I'm fine. Or, I was fine. I feel a little unsteady now.
I suggest having a rest. It did me a world of good.
They looked at their families, and then they searched out friends, strangers, everybody. Some people didn't change. We think maybe one person out of 2,000.
So, for 5 months, you've just been hanging out?
Shelley, I don't know what this is. I've never seen anyone just become normal again. I have to be careful. You might just change back into one of them. You might be one of them now.
This is too complicated. I'm too tired to deal with it. And I'm still half expecting you to tell me it's all just a story.
It isn't!
I just know I have to close my eyes now.
Wait, Shelley? No, Shelley? Shelley? Shelley?
Don't worry.
Shelley?
It's just for a second.
Shelley!
Immunities, an audio drama about almost everyone being against you.
We now return to Geek by Night.
So you see, Gretchen, despite you not ingesting any of the catalyst yourself, the explosion contained traces of the concentrated sample that Victor drank, and enough of it got into your bloodstream to do the trick.
Well, these powers suck. Yesterday, Elliot was making dinner for 20 minutes, and it felt like it took 2 hours because I'd slowed down time and couldn't get to speed back up again.
So you learned to focus your powers, big deal. If your raggedy boyfriend can do it, I know you can.
Well, I'm all for doing something more constructive than emptying my Netflix queue, so where do we start?
Well... time is sort of an abstract concept to train for, isn't it? When you were slowing down time, how did you feel?
Bored, hungry. Oh, Elliot said his powers kick in when his emotions are heightened.
That's as good a theory as any. So, what's the quickest way to get you in a heightened emotional state?
So so this isn't heightening my emotional state so much as making me want to literally die.
It's a stress test. Come on, just a few more miles. You've got to hit that runner's high I've heard so much about, but I've never experienced myself because I never run unless I'm being chased by someone. Because as an evolved human, I feel I've earned that.
Can you maybe not drink tea and read a book right in front of me?
Hmm? Oh, yes. Yes, right. This is tea.
What are you reading anyway?
This happens to be the third book in the Liberty Saga, the latest young adult fantasy phenomenon written by our very own Gwendolyn Allen.
Gwen wrote a book?
Yeah, or something. It's a bit hard to tell with that lot. I've only started reading earlier today, but I just can't get through them fast enough.
Awesome! So glad you're having such a nice afternoon. So what's Elliot doing while I'm running a friggin' marathon?
He's probably just getting a bit of training done in one of these other rooms. Since his powers need people to practice on, I've set him up with a few volunteers.
Like lab rats?
I think you're taking the jazz out of it a bit, but broadly speaking, yes.
He's been so weird lately. Sort of distant. He said he was excited to have me back in his life, but now we barely see each other. I thought getting powers would make things better, common interests or whatever. But it just keeps getting worse.
You know, that actually reminds me of something that happened in the books I'm reading. Liberty was cursed into a coma by a werewolf sorcerer.
Oh my god, stop! Okay. Go backwards. Of course it's not that easy, Gretch. Okay, maybe if I try thinking of something more specific.
So, what's the quickest way to get you in a heightened emotional state?
Oh my god, it worked!
What did? God, why are you all sweaty?
You were about to recommend a stress test to get me in a heightened emotional state, right? Well, it worked. I traveled back in time.
Damn, I'm good.
It helped when I thought of a specific moment in time. Almost like an anchor. But with just speeding up and slowing down, it's actually pretty easy. Like a DVR remote.
This is good. This is very, very good. You're accelerating at a pace that even Simon would be impressed with.
Simon's the tiny hot one, right?
But if you and I are going to keep doing this, we've got to be very, very careful. If one of the others makes a mistake with their powers, maybe I get a few poles in the roof. Futzing about with the laws of space and time... Even I'm not that foolhardy.
I'm ready.
Good. But I think that's enough super science for one day. I've got books to read!
Really? You're prioritizing those Liberty books over training me?
Gretchen, I've still got 4 books left in the cities that I have to get through before this book event tomorrow, or I'll be spoiled. I've really got to put my nose to the grindstone if I've any hope of finishing in time.
So you're saying that you need to read those books really fast?
Aye, I'm giving her all she's got, but there's just not enough hours in the day, are there?
Aren't there?
What are you on about?
Earlier, later? Whatever, I froze time. What if I could freeze time around you, or at least slow it down, and you could finish all your books in just a few minutes?
You could do that.
I could try.
Well, let's get on with it then.
Here we go. Well, how far have you gotten?
100 pages. They've just introduced these 2 female characters in a committed relationship. It's beautiful. How long has it been?
Not even 5 seconds.
Well, then let's keep this big wheel turning, girlfriend.
Oh, God, Lorelai, what's wrong?
Oh, Gretchen, it's horrible. Those 2 nice lesbian werewolf elves died sacrificing themselves to save Liberty. They died in each other's arms. Their love was so pure. Why can't gay women ever live in these damn things?
How many books do you have left?
Oh, I finished the last one 4 hours ago. I just needed time to process it all. Now I need a drink.
Hey, Lore. Want some coffee?
Yes, that sounds lovely, actually.
Lorelai, hey, what's up?
Oh, nothing, lamb. I was just in your neck of the woods, and I thought you and I were overdue for a wee chat.
And overdue chat about what?
Well, I suppose, in the simplest terms, the future.
I really don't think that's a good idea.
I'm not asking for a complete synopsis, it's just... Things have been getting so damn barmy lately, feels like the team's barely holding together, I could just really use a lifeline.
What's happening up there?
It seems like every 2 weeks I have to practically drag those nuggets back to the lab to train. They've always got some silly problem at that shop that's just oh so bloody important.
Hey, come on, that shop is all we've got.
Saving the world not doing it for you.
Look, I can't change what happens. We're talking about paradoxes with chain reactions that could alter everything. I'm not going to be responsible for that.
There has to be something you can tell me.
To be honest, Lorelai, I was so focused on finding ways to distract myself most of the time that I wasn't really paying attention to a lot of this. Even with everything that went down the day Gretchen sent me back to the past, I kind of came late and left early. All I know is that it had something to do with your sister and...
My sister?
Yeah, Charlotte, right? I wasn't there for a lot of it, but she... Lorelai, no, stop! If you mess with anything, it could be a disaster.
What the hell am I supposed to do, Elliot? I can't just sit on my hands!
You should... do something fun.
Fun?
Yeah! You're worried about the team not liking you, so go do something with them that doesn't involve training. Because you don't have a care in the world.
Elliot, I literally have hundreds of cares in almost every part of the world.
No. You feel great. Everything's going so well that you want to take the whole team out on an adventure. Halloween's coming up, right? You love Halloween.
Oh my god, you're right. I do love Halloween. I love Halloween so much. Oh, there's that old abandoned amusement park on the edge of town. It's supposed to be haunted. I could take everyone there to check it out. An old-fashioned ghost hunt. But first, I'm going to deck out the training room in spooky decorations. It'll be a gas. Oh, I hope the supermarket isn't out of Hawaiian punch. Whee! Oh, I'm so excited. Not a care in the world.
Elliot? Did you put something in our coffee?
It wasn't the coffee. It was me.
Wait, like your powers? How did your pheromones do that?
It's not just pheromones anymore. The deeper I got into training, I started to realize the pheromone stuff is more of a side effect of my actual powers. I can manipulate people's emotions. Just now I helped Lorelai turn her anxiousness into excitement. Hopefully she'll focus her energy on something that won't fold the universe into itself.
You really think Lorelai calling her sister would have broken the universe?
I don't know. This is so much bigger than me, Gretchen. Than any of us. I have to make sure we don't screw everything up until I can get back.
Get back?
I just meant...
to your friends. That's what you were going to say.
Gretchen.
You miss them. Totally understandable.
I'm sorry.
Elliot, I get that from your perspective, you went from seeing them every day to hiding from them for months, and that sucks. But just realize that from my perspective, you went from being my best friend to someone I barely even recognize. Sometimes it feels like I lost my Elliot. It's like you're 9 months ahead of me on dealing with a breakup that I didn't even know happened. Have you even thought about how I'm going to fit into all of this? Will I even have a place with the underdogs? Or with you?
Of course you will. You already do. Look, I may know some things about what happens in the next couple of months, but it's all going to catch up to me eventually. And when it does, I'm not going to know much about the future anymore. But the one thing I'm sure of, whatever the future holds, we'll be facing it together.
Hello? I didn't even know the power could go out in this place. What is going on?
Hello? Can someone help me? What's happening?
Oh my god.
Elliot, who's there? The cameras are still down, man. I'm blind.
Elliot.
Gretchen.
Gretchen?
Elliot,
I'll miss you so much, Lorelai.
No. You won't. That's the only reason I can do this. Pull the switch now, Jeffrey.
Here goes nothing.
Wait, stop. Gibson, no!
God, oh no. Oh, Elliot, I'm so sorry.
Gretchen, what's wrong? What happened?
I saw you. The other you. We saw each other. It was an accident.
Oh, right. That.
You knew that was going to happen?
Yeah, I mean, of course I did.
And you didn't warn me?
I couldn't. I was worried you'd change stuff to avoid hurting me.
It hurt me too, Elliot. You're not the only person dealing with this.
Look, I keep telling you, this is bigger—
I'm so sick of your time paradox bullshit!
Gretchen!
No. You don't get to try to justify what you just put me through.
Where are you going?
Our room. You can sleep out here tonight. I can't be around you right now. Any version of you.
Geek by Night will be right back.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Nick.
Oh, what's up? Why do you look so down?
I can't believe Back to the Future Minute is over.
Hey, it's okay, man. You got Spider-Man Minute, you got the Doctor's Companion. What more do you want? What? You want your favorite scientist and little assistant? You want me to do Doc and Marty? Right? You'll get over it. You'll be fine. Oh, who the hell put this on?
It's on random.
For God's sake.
Look, it's not that I want to keep doing Back to the Future Minute forever. I'm just trying to say that I need something a little more. I want to get out there and do interesting stuff, podcast a little. And I'd love to be able to do it with you, but I want you to want to do it too.
I agree. We should get out there, but what can we do?
How about a cornetto?
A cornetto?
Edgar Wright's Cornetto Trilogy. First, we'll start with a bite of Shaun of the Dead. Then, we'll take some shots of Hot Fuzz. And later, we'll wrap it all up with a couple of pints at the World's End. How's that for a slice of fried gold?
Yeah, boy!
The Cornetto Minute, the daily podcast where we take car, go to Mum's, kill Phil, grab Liz, go to the Winchester, and have a nice cold pint 1 minute at a time.
It all blows over starting with Shaun of the Dead this October at duelinggenre.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Todd Mack.
And I'm Joe Dorowski.
We're the hosts of the Protagonist Podcast, where each week we discuss a great character in a great story.
If you listen to us, your fancy will be tickled.
And your thoughts will be provoked.
One reviewer described us as fanboys with PhDs.
Our discussions cast a wide net, alternating between TV, comics, films, and novels.
In one episode, we may discuss a Spanish telenovela, and the next week, an American superhero comic.
That was January 2016.
Or 1 week, we might discuss a Japanese manga, and the following week, a Jane Austen novel.
That was October 2016.
Check out the Protagonist Podcast.
Great characters in great stories.
We now return to Geek by Night.
Hey, I'm so glad you made it.
Well, I was in the neighborhood, and by that I mean the building we haven't left for the better part of a year.
I know, and that's why I set all this up.
Yeah, what is all this?
Well, over here we have a mini golf course I made out of stuff I found lying around. Hopefully none of it is important. And Loreline loaned us a putter and a couple of golf balls. Later, we have a candlelit dinner for two, and I made spaghetti because I know it's your favorite thing I make. And then over there, I have a projector set up so we can watch The Princess Bride.
My favorite dumb couple activity, my favorite meal, and my favorite movie. You did all this?
I'm so sorry about Halloween.
Elliot, that was weeks ago. We made up, it's okay.
I know, but I don't want you to ever feel like you're not a priority again.
Elliot.
You were right, I can't keep things from you anymore. Space-time continuum be damned. We need to be in this together. I came so close to losing you that night, and I never, ever want that. You're like my Kitty Pryde, my Kim Possible, and my Khaleesi all rolled up into one.
Well, that's gotta be the weirdest compliment I've ever gotten.
I've been making you live in my past for so long, I forgot that all I wanted to do was make you part of my future. Gretchen, I...
Elliot, let's get married.
Oh.
Sorry, that was really sudden. I just... You know, you're right. We should be a team. I want to get married. I've wanted to get married for so long, and then all of this happened, and it really threw a wrench in everything. But I think we should get back on track. Together. Marry me.
No.
Oh. Okay.
No. I just mean, you beat me to it. I was actually planning to ask you later.
You were?
Kinda.
Oh my god. When did you go out to get a ring? And why didn't you take me with you?
I picked it out online, and Lorelai bought it for me. She tried to convince me to stick to tradition and let her spend a month's salary, but with Lorelai, that meant a diamond bigger than my fist, so we went with this one.
I love it. I love you.
Lorelai?
What's wrong?
I just did something terrible. Victor, he found out about Gretchen.
What?
It's okay. I sort of panicked when he confronted me and I erased his memory.
What?
You can do that?
I know I'll put it back when all this blows over, but it just feels like such a betrayal. Poor Victor. He trusted me. I'm nothing but a backstabbing scunner.
He'll understand.
Will he? When?
Not long now.
Lorelai was in there instead of behind her back. I mean, maybe she'll just tell us
because
her friends.
Victor asked.
Who is that?
She tried to erase him.
Sounds like my friends.
They're here?
Apparently.
You're not with them?
No.
This is the only way we're ever going to know the truth, Mindy.
I'm opening the door.
Ah! What is that?
It means someone is breaking into the
Victor? Hello? What are you doing?
Oh my god. It's happening.
What is?
Breaking into the containment cell?
Elliot, what is going on?
This is it. This is the day you send me back.
What, now?
Yeah, I mean, not right now, but later. I get back from the conference with Lorelai and her sister has broken into the building. I end up in the server room dealing with Victor, and then you show up and... Right, yeah.
Okay, so what do we do?
You should head to the server room and wait for me to show up. The other me. I'll hang out in security next door so I can watch what's happening on the monitors. Remember, you have to wait for everyone to show up before you do your thing. I'll come in after you send him, me, back. Coast is clear. You ready?
Not remotely.
Me either. Let's do this.
Welcome to the party, pal. Oh, there are a lot of you.
It's that guy from the casino.
What the hell is that?
He's trying to John McClane us again. Get him!
This was a huge mistake.
Joel?
What are you doing?
We're getting him!
You're shooting up my lobby. Who's going to pay?
What's with the bullet time? Did I drop acid today? No, that was definitely yesterday. So, what the hell?
Joel! Come on!
Are you doing this? Who are you?
I'm the one who's saving your ass. Let's go!
Wait, I know you. You're Elliot's girl. Or you were. Aren't you missing or something?
It's complicated. Now come on!
Chris! Now stop shooting!
Hey! Where'd he go?
Hey, slow down. Where are we even going? I feel like you're about to show me where you guys keep the spaceship.
Lorelai keeps the spaceship at a New York building. Don't be ridiculous.
Okay, see, I can't tell if you're joking or not. Whatever, look, your boyfriend needs our help. Those goons are knocking at the gate, and believe me, they're punks, but they know how to do some damage.
You don't understand. Things are in motion now. Events are headed toward an inevitable conclusion that we can't avoid. Everything has to happen the way Lorelai and I have been planning, or... Look, just trust me, okay?
Yeah, sure. Trust the girl who dropped from the sky, not making a lick of sense. Look, what are you even doing here? I mean, this place isn't exactly an embassy suites.
How much do you know about all of this?
Not even a little bit close to anywhere near enough.
Okay, maybe we should just start from the beginning. Hey, could you come out here, please? You explain it way better than I do.
Okay, now I'm really confused.
Yeah, that's fair.
What are you doing hiding in there? I thought you were helping your friends. Also, isn't she supposed to be missing? And hey, weren't you shot?
Get in here, quick.
What's going on? Who are we hiding from?
Him.
Ah, here we go. Row M, column B, unit 17.
Was that you?
No. Well, yes, it was me. Now I'm me and he's... him? Pronouns are kind of useless in this situation.
This Elliot is that Elliot from the future who's been stuck in the past.
But like a Back to the Future thing?
Without the cool car, yeah, basically.
You and I have very different ideas about what a cool car is.
What's he doing here?
He was getting shot at, so I froze time and got him out of there.
The ire?
And the Max guy, yeah. Can we go back to the time travel thing?
Later, I need to find out what's happening. They should be in the room with the containment cells. Here we go. Looks like everybody's here. This is really happening.
What's going on in there? Everyone is holding their heads, but I don't...
Whoa!
I think Simon's doing that.
Did you know he was that powerful?
I had no idea.
Looks like the MRA guys can't get out of there fast enough.
Gretchen, you have to go.
Oh, shit!
Okay, you know what? I don't have time for this.
Elliot!
Gretchen?
Hey.
I don't...
Your arm. You look just like...
Gretchen, where have you been?
Kind of just here, mostly.
Here?
Yeah.
As in, the building I go to on like a daily basis, awesome.
Look, I'm sorry. It's just, I couldn't let you know where I was until the time was right. Lorelai said...
Lorelai knew you were okay? Jesus Christ, Gretchen, I thought you were dead!
I know it's crazy, but it makes sense, I promise. Please don't be mad.
Gretchen, what the hell is going on? What is this? Why would you hide from me?
I'm going to tell you everything, I swear. But first, I need you to do something for me that's very, very important.
Anything.
Get everyone down here.
Now?
Yeah.
Guys,
I think you all kind of need to see something.
Easy does it, Tetsuo. You've had a big old day, haven't you?
Why are we in the server room?
I wanted you all to finally meet someone.
Hey, everyone.
Gretchen! Whoa, big hugs! Hey, Gwen.
You're okay.
I'm okay.
You're alive!
Yeah, also that.
And you're here at Swift Industries.
Yeah.
Lorelai, what's going on?
Right. Well, Gretchen has been staying here.
Since when?
Basically the whole time.
What?
Yeah, it's been sort of a secret.
You lied to us.
No, I was keeping a secret. I was always going to tell you all the truth.
When?
Well, now, I suppose.
How do you even know Gretchen? I don't even know Gretchen. Hi, Gretchen. I'm Gibson, by the way.
Hi.
How do you know Lorelai?
It's sort of complicated.
It may be time, dear.
Time for what? What's going on?
Elliot, listen to me. Everything is going to make sense now, okay? I promise.
Okay.
Do you trust me?
Yes. Always.
Okay, take my hand. Thank you. I'll see you soon.
Whoa, what just happened?
He's gone.
Gretchen? What did you do?
Bring him back!
Now, that's a hell of a trick.
Joel? What are you doing here?
Helping, thank you very much.
He came back with me and Elliot after that nasty business at the casino.
I tried to stop Carmichael and those Pepe the Frog losers by working up some kind of distraction, but they overwhelmed me pretty much instantly, and that's when Gretchen froze time and saved my ass.
Sorry, what was that last thing you just said?
About my ass?
The freezing time thing, Joel.
Gretchen, you have the ability to freeze time?
Yes. Well, sort of. No, not sort of. I do. I mean, I can do that. It's just not the only thing I can do.
She doesn't just freeze time. She manipulates it.
Elliot?
Hey, guys. It's, been a while.
What is going on?
Your arm. It's completely healed.
Huh? Oh, yeah. A while ago, actually. Well, for me, anyway.
What is happening right now?
I know you're confused. Trust me. I was too. But you just need to know, I'm back.
Back from where?
From about 9 months ago. Time travel's weird.
I'm still recovering, so maybe I'm wrong, but did I just hear you say time travel?
Yep, that's what Gretchen did just now. She sent the other me to the past, and now I'm here from the past.
And Gretchen's been with you the whole time.
Yeah. Irony.
Okay, can someone draw a diagram or something? Because I'm totally lost.
I can
can definitely help with the confusion, but I think maybe we should cover the details a bit later.
But I have questions now.
How about we talk about it over dinner? My treat.
Okay, but it better be expensive.
Please. As if I know how to do anything any other way.
Gretchen, you okay?
Yeah. Everything's gonna be okay. It's just a matter of time.
Geek by Night will return next year, but in the meantime, you can leave comments for us on our website, duelinggenre.com. Follow us on Twitter, @GeekByNight, or join the Geek by Night listener group on Facebook. Help Geek by Night continue producing episodes by supporting the show on Patreon at duelinggenre.com/support, where you'll gain access to exclusive scripts and podcasts featuring interviews with the cast and crew, only for Patreon members. Geek by Night is executive produced by Scott Corelli and Nick Jimenez. Co-executive produced by Cassandra Fredrickson. Associate produced by Ed Foster. Starring Chelsea Kern as Gretchen West. Matt Mazel as Elliot Markowitz. Naomi Wong as Lorelei Swift. Ray Russo as Gwen Allen. Chris O'Connor as Jeff Gibson. Andrew Ball as Simon Holt. Morgan Spencer as Mindy Gibson. Jay Malone as Victor Conrad. Scott Tofty as Max Carmichael. And Nick Jimenez as William Medina. Also starring Zach Luna as Joel Vickers. And Mark Allen Jr. as The Ire. Additional voice work by Tanya Malevich, Warren Blackie, and Sam Black. Casting by Chelsea Kern. A Matter of Time written by Scott Corelli and Nick Jimenez. Directed and edited by Scott Corelli. Geek by Night theme by Zach Gibson. Original score and final mix by Scott Tofty. Credits read by Brian Brown. Geek by Night created by Scott Corelli. All characters in this work are entirely fictitious. Any resemblance to real persons, living or dead, is purely coincidental. Copyright 2017, Dueling Genre Productions. Thanks for listening.